course, the Trump Organization and its longtime chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, will go on trial October 24th in a tax fraud case. A New York state judge rejected their request to dismiss the case. Weisselberg and the Trump Organization were charged last year with conspiring to avoid income taxes by paying certain employees in unreported perks. Weisselberg was allegedly the main beneficiary of the scheme, receiving benefits including a free Manhattan luxury apartment and Mercedes-Benz cars for both him and his wife. The Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese President Xi Jinping is planning to meet face-to-face with President Biden in November. The visit marks that the Chinese leader's first international trip in nearly 3 years. It will also be his first in-person meeting with Biden since he took office. President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine sent Russia's economy back 4 years in the first full quarter after the attack. The invasion putting Russia on track for one of the longest downturns on record. Bloomberg data shows Russia's economy was picking up speed at the start of 2022, but then it swung back into a contraction during the second quarter. Gross GDP, it shrank for the first time in over a year, but it did fare better than forecast, still dropping an annual 4%. And in Western New York, author Salman Rushdie was about to give a lecture when he was stabbed in the neck this morning. The author's writing, many Muslims consider offensive to Islam. It led to death threats back in the 1980s from Iran. Witnesses say a man stormed the stage and attacked him as he was being introduced. Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, is banned in Iran. It is the country that offered more than $3 million to anyone who kills him. That was your global news, which we do 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Taylor Riggs. This is Bloomberg.